VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days and sparked frantic clashes between demonstrators and riot police. Meanwhile, the U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA that China should show restraint in its handling of the protests in Hong Kong.
And I think what the United States expects at a minimum is that China will uphold the treaty agreement it made with the United Kingdom when Hong Kong was handed back to China, the commitment for one country but two systems.
President Trump tweeted late Wednesday that China should treat Hong Kong humanely. U.S. and European stock markets plunged sharply Wednesday as key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession in the next year. AP Sagarmagani.
It's called a yield curve inversion, a market phenomenon showing yields on 2- and 10-year Treasury notes inverted early today. That means investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term ones. It's a significant indicator investors have lost faith in the economy's soundness. Inversions like this have preceded the last 9 recessions going back to 1955. But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says don't panic.
There's no reason for anyone to lose any sleep or buy canned goods,
saying the economy will not grow forever. It's just a question of when a downturn arrives.
And that could easily be more than a year off.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump renewed his attacks on the Federal Reserve and its chairman, Jay Powell, whom Trump appointed. He said, China is not our problem. Our problem is with the Fed. Trump tweeted this, blaming clueless Jay Powell, in his words, and the Federal Reserve. This is VOA News. A Spanish rescue ship is headed to Italy's island after an Italian judge suspended the government's ban on the ship from entering Italy's territorial waters. The rescue ship Open Arms, operated by a Spanish charity of the same name, has been floating in the Mediterranean for almost 2 weeks with 147 migrants on board. According to Open Arms, an Italian judge ruled Wednesday that the Interior Minister order against the ship violates international law in light of the exceptionally grave and urgent situation due to the protracted stay of the migrants on the boat. He says that he will appeal the court's ruling. A woman who says she was raped by Jeffrey Epstein when she was a teenager is now suing his estate and 3 of his associates. There was no immediate reaction from Epstein's lawyers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The lawsuit is the first step, says accuser Jennifer Arose, to get her life back.
They robbed me of my youth, my identity, my innocence, and my self-worth. For too long, they escaped accountability. I am here today because I intend to change that.
That lawsuit is against Epstein's former girlfriend and 3 unnamed members of his staff. It's one of many lawsuits expected to be filed after a new state law called the Child Victims Act adjusted the statute of limitations. I'm Shelley Adler.
A court in Sweden has found American rapper A$AP Rocky guilty of assault, but he will not serve any more jail time. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports the court on Wednesday gave the rapper a suspended sentence.
I'm going to need y'all to keep praying for me.
The American rapper A$AP Rocky has been found guilty of assault but will not face any time behind bars. That was the verdict of a Stockholm court Wednesday on the rapper and 2 members of his entourage over a street brawl in the Swedish capital. And after a high-profile trial that prompted U.S. President Donald Trump to appeal, unsuccessfully, to Sweden's prime minister to intervene. The 3 were allowed to leave Sweden a couple of weeks ago and weren't there for the verdict.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. The rapper responded to the decision, saying he's disappointed but plans to put that situation behind him. Mexico's Supreme Court ordered the health ministry Wednesday to issue regulation within 6 months on medical marijuana use, saying its failure to do so after legislation in 2017 had put rights at risk for patients, including children. And at least one gunman opened fire on police Wednesday as they were serving a warrant in a Philadelphia neighborhood, wounding 6 officers and triggering a standoff that still extends at this very moment. The Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says none of the officers' injuries would be considered life-threatening. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.